You also have to do bittul besides. As you know, that after we finish the bedikah, we say kol chamira v'chamira, and we do bittul as well. And the Gemara says on Daf Dalad that insofar as the averis of Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzi are concerned, the bittul ba'alma sagi. It's enough that you did bittul, you're not over anymore on Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzi. So therefore, Tosfos asks, so how could Rashi say then that the need or the purpose of the Bedikas Chometz to begin with has to do with Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzi? We're dealing with the problem of Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzi with the bittul that we do subsequent to the Bedikah. And that's sufficient to deal with Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzi. So again, the question arises, so for what reason are we doing the Bedikah at all? This leads Tosfos to say that the purpose of the Bedikah has to do with the fact that the chametz should not be easily accessible by you for Pesach, because you may inadvertently come to eat from it. This is the two points of view concerning the tam of Bedikas chametz. According to Rashi, it's because of the Aveira of Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotzi, it's a Deiraisa problem. According to Tosfos, it's a Gzeira, Shelo Yovoy Lo'ochloi, because he's Rogel to go after chametz, the whole year he eats chametz. So he may inadvertently during Pesach also reach for it and be over on Achila. So therefore there was a concern that chametz should not be around the house. You see, during the year we don't have such a halacha that you can't have treifa food around the house. Food that you don't do, like you have dog food or cat food around the house. There's no halacha that says that that's wrong, because though that particular food is designated clearly by some simon that it's not your food, and therefore we're not concerned that you may come to eat from it. But chametz on Pesach is unique in that respect, because it's the very same food that you eat throughout the year. So therefore there is a valid concern that you may inadvertently come to eat from it during Pesach as well. So this gzeirav shelo yovei lo'ochloi is specific to this particular a case of chametz for Pesach, and that's the reason for Bedikas chametz according to Tosfos. That's a good question, because you would imagine that because it's overlaid with some other problem that it's treif, so therefore it should prevent you from reaching for it and all. I imagine, though, that there would be no distinction made because of the gzeira, but the question is anyway a fair question, maybe, because it's overlaid with another problem. The other problem will protect against you inadvertently coming to eat from it. But it's poison. That's not Roy Lachila, it's poison. So not Roy Lachila Sodom.
Right.
Not even Roy Lachila Stella.
Right. So the thing is that even though intrinsically it's Roy in the sense that it will taste good, but the fact is that it's poison, so it's beginning with that. I mean, I would have said so. And basically, it's a similar kind of a.
In a situation where it's from such a distance, it's enough bittul also. I mean, if you're not there, you're at a distance. Chayiv and Bedika. Now, in explaining Rashi, the Ran offers the following way. He says that that the Gemara says that Haboidik Tzorech Shiyavapu, that's something that clearly the Mishnah did not speak of. The Mishnah just said early Yodalot Boitkin as Achomis and didn't mention anything about Bittul. He says that's something of a later time. It came about in the time of the Amoraim, and the chashash that they had was not a concern for the Tanoim of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah held that for the problem of chometz, of Valeroy Valimotze, Badika was an adequate solution. Searching after it, finding it when you do, and whatever you overlook is also not our concern, is a way of dealing with the problem of Valeroy Valimotze. The Gemara began to be concerned about the following thing, that maybe you'll find some chometz that you overlook during your Badika, and when you do discover it, you're going to relate to it. Say, hey, this is a nice piece of chometz here. And you're going to hesitate before you get rid of it, which is what you're supposed to do immediately. And that hesitation, that period of hesitation, is going to cause you to be over on Balyaroya Balyamotze from then on. This concern was a specific concern of the Amoraim, not a concern of the Mishnah. And therefore the Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, said, HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyivatl. By doing bittul, you'll avoid this problem. At the time of the bdik, if you'll do bittul, that gluske yofe that you might find is not really subject to the Avera Balyaroya Balyamotze because of the bittul. And that's why the Gemara speaks about HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyivatl. Now, as far as Tosfos Kasha, but once you're doing bittul, so then it's no longer necessary to do the bedika. To that, the Ran responds, and he says that to rely on bittul is something that they didn't want to do in the Mishnah. I mean, even if they would have had, let's say, it's not really a question of the Mishnah, but it's a question of the halacha today that we hold HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyivatl, and yet we continue to require bedika. Obviously, it says HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyivatl. They don't say it says this Badika requirement of the Mishnah, it continues, but you'll also do Bittl afterwards. And they never concluded that because you're doing Bittl that you no longer have to do Badika. And the reason for that is because the Bittl is something that you do, it's based on your attitude or your feelings, something that's very subtle, something that's altogether in the psychology of the person. And it's hard to determine whether it's authentic, his decision to make bittul. He could be just doing it superficially. So therefore, they'd never let up with the basic halacha, which is that for chometz problems, you should search after it and get rid of it physically, because they didn't want to rely on this psychology that's going to have to be in place for the bittul to be really valid. They didn't rely on people on the bittul of the people, because it's totally belayed. And not everybody has the same sincerity when he does it. So therefore, they continued the requirement of Bedikas Chometz. So according to the Ran, there are two ways, two parallel ways to deal with the problem of Chometz ownership during Pesach. And they are both equally valid. One is Bedika and one is Bittul. They didn't rely on one without the other for the following reasons, because they had a concern by the time of the Gemara that maybe this Badika will lead to some sort of a problem. If you'll discover some chometz that you overlooked, and then you're going to hesitate before you get rid of it. They didn't like that prospect, and so they required bittul. But they didn't rely on bittul alone, and they still continued the requirement of Badika, because they thought that to rely on bittul was in some way or other making some sort of a farce of the whole idea of chometz, because a lot of people don't appreciate the importance of doing bittul in a proper and in a sincere way. So you have, according to the Ran, which is the way he explains Rashi, two parallel ways for dealing with the problem of chometz, bedika and bittul. Now, as far as Tosfos is concerned, Tosfos did not feel that way. And Tosfos held that once you already established the need for making bittul, it renders the whole Bedikas Chometz as totally redundant and it's irrelevant for Balyaroya Balyamotze. The reason why Tosfos holds that way and can't accept the Ran's point of view is based on a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Vav. When the Gemara brings the idea that HaBoidek Tzorech Sheyivatl, they say the reason why is because Shemo Yimtza Gluska Yofe, maybe he'll find some gluska yofe, v'daita yiluyo. Now Rashi learns v'daita yiluyo. What is the concern of v'daita yiluyo? So Rashi in the bottom of the Omud, Vav Omud Beis says, v'daita yoleho, chashuva hi b'yeinov, v'chaso leho l'serfo, u'mashe, afilu rega, afilu rega echod, v'nimtso oivor oleho b'val yiroye b'al yomotze. Avol mishe bitlo, eino yoivor. Right, the loikos of elatash biso. If you made bittles, so then you're not over already. So according to Rashi, the concern or the inadequacy that they pointed out for bedikas chometz was the fact that when he'll find something, he may be sort of slow in reacting properly to the fact that he's discovered chometz on Pesach. He may just hesitate, and that hesitation is costly. It means that he's over in Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze for the period of hesitation. So you see from Rashi that the problem that they pointed out with Bedikas Chometz had to do not with the fact that you may be not sufficiently dealing with the problem of Chometz retroactively, but from the time that you'll discover some Chometz that was overlooked during the Bedika, from that moment on, we become concerned that maybe you're going to be slow in reacting, and then you'll be over in Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze from that moment on. In other words, according to Rashi, you could learn like Duran that Bedikas Chometz is a perfectly adequate system for dealing with the problem of Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze. You search for the Chometz, and if you overlook something, it's also no problem. Insofar as the retroactive consideration is concerned, the Chometz that you overlooked is not an Aveira anymore because you searched for it, and by doing that you've already satisfied the requirement of Bedikas Chometz, of the requirement of Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze by doing Bedikas Chometz. That's all you need for Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze, is that you should search after the Chometz. If you did and you overlooked something, so you're not over. The problem of Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa, which the Gemara refers to, is a different type of a problem, that maybe when you'll find it, you'll be slow in reacting. We have to take steps to protect against that eventuality. And the steps are bittle. So you'll do bittle in the beginning, so then you won't be over, even if you're going to be slow in reacting, because it's not a kinyan to be slow in reacting. It's not as if that you're taking, you're getting something into your rishus that you didn't have before. It's just the avera of letting it in your rishus longer than it ought to be. So therefore you make bittle. That's how Rashi learns. And this allows for the Ran's whole explanation of Rashi, that Bedikas Chometz is adequate, just like Bittl is adequate. The point at which you see that according to Rashi, Bedikas Chometz is adequate, is when he says, for the discovery of that Gluska Yofa, that they're nice piece of Chometz, you're not over Lamafreya, you're only over from the time you find it, if you're slow in reacting. But insofar as overlooking it itself, Bedikas Chometz is adequate, and you're not over on that Chometz because you looked for it and you didn't find it. It's no problem. Now, Tosfos, on the other hand, learns, V'daita yiluyo, perish, v'loi botel me'elov. The Gemara has to say V'daita yiluyo because in the discussion concerning Chometz, they said, you know, Chometz, what is it such a problem with Bedikas Chometz? You have stuff laying around that you don't care about, so it's botel me'elov. In response to that comment that chometz is botel memela, here the Gemara says no. There may be a piece of chometz that you overlooked that's not botel memela, but that has a certain importance to you. It's vadaita yiluya v'loy botel memela. Kamoi pirurin. It's not the same as those crumbs that the Gemara was referring to earlier when they said pirurin memela batlay. So therefore, according to Tosfos, you see the inadequacy of Bedikas Chometz. Because when you're going to be searching for chometz and you'll overlook something, you're going to be held responsible for that piece of chometz that you overlooked. And if it's something important that you're not, it's not botel memela, so you'll be over on Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze. In this Gemara, when they said haboidik tzorach shiyavatel, they were pointing out where Bedikas Chometz has, what are the limits of Bedikas Chometz. And because of those limits, they had to introduce something which was more thorough, more comprehensive in its effects of La Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze, which is Bittl. And once they introduce Bittl already, so then Tosfos remains with the question, so why are we maintaining yet the idea of Bedikas Chometz, since we're dealing with the problem of Bal Yeroya Bal Yomotze in the most thorough way that's possible? We make Bittl. So therefore, that's what leads Tosfos to their opinion that Bedikas Chametz is only for the sake of Valeroy, of the sake of Shalayovei La'achloi. Because you don't need a new kinyan. It was always yours. It was always yours. You weren't over, even though it's yours, because the problem of Balyaroy Balyamotzei is only that you should be Boydik Achrov, and if you overlooked it, so that's just the way it is. But you're not over on that chometz. But once it's discovered, so then it just simply revives the status of chometz. You have your chometz and your reshus on Pesach. No Aveira to talk of insofar as the past is concerned, but what about from now on? And as far as the Aveira from now on, Rashi says very clearly, that is a problem if you're going to be slow in reacting to the problem that you've just discovered, so then you're going to be over on Balyaroy Balyamotzei. So this insight, this extra layer of Machloikas that I'm bringing to bear on the original Machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos, the original machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos has to do with the time of Bedikas Chometz, whether it's Kadesh Aloyovei Lochloi or Kadesh Aloy Laver Olav Balyaroy Balyamotzei. It relates to the machloikas of Rashi and Tosfos about the Gemara when they speak about discovering after Bedikas Chometz a Gluski Yofe. According to Rashi, there's no Aveira Lamafreya for that Gluski Yofe. There's only an Aveira Mikano Lahaba if you'll be slow in reacting. And according to Tosfos, the Gemara meant that there's an Aveira Lamafreya. It's only relative to the person who did all he's supposed to have done, but nothing really has happened to the chometz itself. So therefore, once it's discovered, so then you have to respond to that. You've now found that you do have chometz. You're forgiven for whatever was happened until now, but now that you've discovered the chometz, so then you're expected to respond to that. Oh, he may be an honest until then.
Right. But if it weren't for the fact that the Torah legitimized this method...
Yeah, he would not be an honest.
Oh,
yeah.
So he would be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to Tosfos, for that reason, the purpose of Bedikah is only that the chametz should not be around for you to be used inadvertently and eat it. It has nothing to do with Balyaroy Balyamotzei. According to Tosfos, we're dealing with Balyaroy Balyamotzei with bitl. That's all. And when the Mishnah spoke about Bedikah's chametz, they didn't mean for the sake of Balyaroy Balyamotzei. They meant that there's a special concern about chametz on Pesach that you may inadvertently come to eat, partake of it. And that's all that Bedikas Chometz is all about. It's not because of Balyaroy Balyamotzei. You're learning the Gemara in a way that Rashi would, you know, certainly subscribe to, but according to Tosfos, we have to learn that we never were discussing Balyaroy Balyamotzei up until there, and we were just speaking about Bedikas Chometz and when and how and all of that. Finally, the Gemara says, but don't forget about Bittl. Now that has to do with Balyaroy Balyamotzei. And when they said HaBoydik Tzorach Shiyavatl, they didn't intend it to mean, as you're assuming, that let's give it another intensity, another level of intensity, like besides the Bedikah, let's do Bittl. That's exactly how Rashi would learn, but Tosfos would not learn that way. Tosfos would learn that they're introducing now a new aspect of bedika, a new aspect of this whole problem of chametz, and that is that shalayovalyroyevalyamotze. And in the Mishnah, we were only speaking about the problem of shalayovalyroyevalyamotze. And now they're introducing valyroyevalyamotze. So the issue then between Rashi and Tosfos is whether bedika can be seen as an adequate method of dealing with chametz insofar as the problem of bayaroya bayamotze, ownership of chametz. And Tosfos, by the way, they learned this Gemara of a daita yiluya that you see that it'll be oiva lamafreya on chametz that he overlooks in his bedika. So according to Tosfos, you know, there's another, I'm going to give you another layer of insight to appreciate this machlokes now. Rabbi Chait mentioned that there are two possible ways of learning the idea of why, according to Rashi, bedika is adequate. Is it because that the Torah gave us this way out, or is it because in some scientific or objective way that a person can be held responsible for doing a bedika and yet overlooking chametz because that's the limit of his ability to do bedika? Now, Tosfos obviously holds neither of these two is correct. Neither of these two opinions is correct. Now, you could say that Tosfos holds that bedikas chametz is not thorough. So, in a scientific way, we cannot argue that I've done everything possible, because you could do more. But the other question is, but once you've done what the Torah outlines for you, so the Torah itself like puts a limit in how great your responsibilities are, and then you should be excused because you've gone as far as the Torah said. I mean, it's not physically so, but the Torah gave you a certain system to follow, and if you follow the system, you should be excused. Tosfos, they hold that since we have discovered some level of inadequacy with bedika, so therefore you can't rely on it and say, well, that's as far as the Torah wanted from us, because you have something better to do bittul. See, it goes in a certain circular way, that since Tosfos holds that we have a certain inadequacy with bedika, because Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa, and he'll be Oivala Mafreya, so that shows you that there is something imperfect about bedika. The only question is that somebody could argue, but he did whatever he was supposed to do, so let's excuse him. Tosfos says, but he could do something very simple, and he hasn't done so. He could make bittul. So the availability of bittul is what establishes the inadequacy of bedika. Bedika is inadequate on a certain level, objectively speaking, but it is not sufficient as a method for dealing with chametz because you have available to you the system of bittul. And according to Rashi, that he holds that bedikas chametz is a fully adequate way of dealing with the problem of chametz, according to him, so that's all you need, and you don't. And therefore, the whole system of bittul, which was imposed by the Gemara, is only something that's sort of just, it's like a redundancy. We want to make sure against gluska yofa, there'll be over mikana lahaba. And then we have the redundancy going back again that besides having bittul, we also want bedika because bittul is totally belayv b'nei adam, and therefore not everybody is sincere about it. So therefore, according to Rashi, the system goes back and forth, and both of them are considered to be doraisa ways of dealing with the problem of chametz, bedika and bittul. In the Shulchan Aruch, the tam given is the tam of the Tosfos for bedikas chametz shalayovay la'ochloi, and when the Beis Yosef brings the tour who holds that way as well, he makes the comment that chametz that's just lost around the reshus by you, that you're talking about the requirement of bedikas chametz for that, that's not a serious problem. Bedikas chametz is only midrabbanon, and its tam is shalayovay la'ochloi. In other words, he surveys a scene of a person in his house on early Yud Daled, and he says, What's his problem insofar as Bali Roya Bali Motzi is concerned? He says, none. Because the chametz that's around the house that maybe he overlooked during the year and all of that, that's not a problem. You're not over on such chametz. So why are you doing Bedikas chametz? You're doing it only Shalayovi Lachloi. Now the way that Beis Yosef brings this halacha gives rise to a lot of discussion, because it sounds like he's saying not what we have been saying so far in learning the Tosis. You see, the opening comment of the Tosis is, how could you say that Bedika has to do with Bali Roya Bali Motzei? You made Bittel. Habaydik Tzarech Shiyavatel. And the Bittel covers of Bali Roya Bali Motzei. So therefore you can't say that the time of Bedika is because of Bali Roya Bali Motzei. So Tosis' whole argument was that Bebittel Ba'al Masagi, it's enough with the Bittel. But the way the Beis Yosef brings the halacha, he seems to be saying that we have no concern on the level of chometz that's lost in the house, even if it's mekayim shavach nisim b'em chometz, it's not a problem. So bedikas chometz can't be a solution to a non-problem. It must be that it's addressing another concern. So there is a shita that emerges from this way that the Beis Yosef paraphrases the shita satoisus, that it carries the shita satoisus to another dimension, that Tosfos is said to hold that for chometz that's eini yodua, that's lost around the house, there's bichlal no avera bali roya bali motzei, and that's why Tosfos holds that bedikas chometz is for the tam shelo yovei lochloi, but not for the reason that you're not supposed to have chometz. That's not having chometz. Having chometz means having it in the pantry, clearly designated where it's supposed to be. But having chometz lost around the house, that's not called having chometz. So they wonder as to whether there are other reference points to support this idea. And they do find the Tosfos in the beginning of the second Perek, where Tosfos seems to be saying that very same thing. What? That's correct. There wouldn't be a... That's right. According to this, it would be different than what we find in the Tosfos, that there is a retroactive problem. And of course, according to Tosfos, it's just the way they read, the way the Beis Yosef reads it into the Tor. He has a little basis for some of the language in the Tor. But they created now a new shita, which is more extreme than anything that we've heard yet. And that is that chametz that's lost around the house, for which we do bedikas chametz, it's not a problem of bali roya bali motzei on that chametz, and not for the reason because it was bottled, because pirurim abotl or stuff that it's not important, but for the reason that it's chametz sheini yodua. Now, in the beginning of the second perik, the Mishnah says that erev Pesach, if you want to get rid of your chametz, you could eat it, and also you could feed it to your animals. Now, in discussing this halacha, they say the behema chayav oiv. The Gemara wants to know if there's any special lesson or chiddush from enumerating behema chayav oiv. So the Gemara says there's a chiddush, because if you will say chayav, a chaya is like a squirrel or type of a, you know, field rat. If you'll put chametz before such an animal, maybe that's simple that you could do that erev Pesach, because it'll squirrel it away. And what's the advantage if he squirrels it away? If he squirrels it away, see, not over him, bal yoroi, bal yomotzi. That's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says, iyash min l'chaya mishum d'matzlo. Tosfos says, vein over mishum bal yatmin. That's not bal yatmin. Because the Gemara darshans on daf, hey, I think, when they darshan that yochel yatmin beboiris, you can't take your chametz in order to avoid the aver by your roya mal motzei and be matmin beboiris in your backyard to bury it for after Pesach, you're over on that. That's bal yatmin. That's also called lo yoroya v'lo yimotzei l'cho. And he says, the bal yatmin nafkalon v'lo yimotzei. The reason why you're over on bal yatmin, it's basically the aver is lo yimotzei. Because it's easy, you know, you put it away to where to find it, and you will find it. But in the case where the chaya hides it, It's not motzi because you're not squirreling it away. The animal is squirreling it away. Kevin saying, Yodua heichon hu. You don't know where it is. So how could you be over on it? So that's not bal yatmin and it's not bal yimotze. So Tosis over here says a chiddush that for the chametz which a chaya, your chametz which a chaya takes and hides in its lair or whatever he puts it, you're not over on it about your bal yimotze because of the fact that you need to have it should be motzui. And it's not motzui. And this leads all of the achronim, the nesivas, especially in the Makor Chayim, to conclude, and it's the Pri Chodesh also, that for chometz that's lost in your house, it's also not, you're not over on it. Because that's not, in other words, once you take that, their main statement of Tosfos, that Bal Yatmin, which is expressed as an Aveira, it's explicit an Aveira in the Gemara, that's when you hid it away. You put it away where to retrieve it, where to find it, whatever you want. So because the Torah says lo yimotze, so you're over on bal yatmin. But when something is just lost and you don't have any plan, any derech for how to retrieve it, so then you're not over on bal yatmin because that's not motzi, which leads them to focus again on bedikas chometz. Bedikas chometz is precisely chometz that you haven't, you don't know where it is. So if it's chometz sheni yodua, according to this Tosfos, you're not oivel. So they carry the shitas haTosfos to another level. They say Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and explains the time of bedikas chometz shelo yovel lo'achloi, not only for the reasons that we've been discussing until now, because there's a certain inadequacy of bedikas chometz to cope with the problem of bal yaroi bal yimotzei, but for a new reason, and that is that chometz that's lost in your house, even the mekaymes shemachnisim boim chometz, is not an aveira of bayeroy bayemotzi for you, because it's not motzui, and you're not over on it. So therefore, bedikas chometz cannot be for the reason of bayeroy bayemotzi, and bedikas chometz instead has to be for the reason of shalayovoy lo'ochloy. This is the way they carry the shita satoisis to another extreme. I don't think it's warranted from, you see, if you study the whole development of this sugya, studying the Rashi and the Tosfos, it's a surprise to suddenly find yourself taking such a leap to say that there's bechlal no aveira for chometz that's lost in the house. And it in some way or other does violence to the impression that you have from the whole study of the first perek that chometz around the house is a problem. Yeah. You could make such a chiluk, and that's a good chiluk. You're saying that chometz that's lost around your house, especially the mekaymes shemachnisim b'em chometz, you know where to search for it, but you don't have any clue as to where this animal may have squirreled away this chometz. You know, so therefore that's called chometz that's no aveira, but the chometz that's a valid thing. The only thing is that Tosfos continues there on Daf Chof Aleph, and they say, V'chein mashma b'perek kama on Chof Aleph. They say, I'll bring you a raya to this idea that you're not over on chometz that was lost, any yodua. The porich v'chi mashkiches lo levat lo. The Gemara says that what's your hurry to make bittel right away at the time of the bedika, because you might find the gluski yofet. So what the Gemara originally asked, so what's the hurry? Let him make the bittel if he finds it. What's the hurry that he should do it right away? Dafke b'shas abdika. So mashma, the whole kama deloy mashkeches loyova b'bal yehoya. So it's mashma that you're not over l'mafreya. So Tosfos is bringing the same raya that Rashi holds. Over here Tosfos is following Rashi's point of view. And when you will find that you're not going to be over l'mafreya, you're only going to be over mikano l'haba. But they're proving Rashi Shita because of the Gemara a step before when they said, what's the hurry to make bedikas chometz, to make bittel rather, after the bedikas chometz? Let's wait until he finds it. So that shows you that there was no concern about the chometz until he finds it. Here we're talking about chometz around his house. And yet, Tosfos is proving from there that it's called chometz sheni yodua, and you're not over on it. What? No, that's bal yatmin. The Gemara says bal yatmin, and the underlying reason of bal yatmin is because it says lo yimotzei, stuff that's just put aside, you know, that's called Bal Yachmin. It stems from Lo Yimotze specifically because you could easily retrieve it. You know where to go for it.
So the same way the house is Lo Yimotze immediately, right? So what do I care if the house is outside?
It's not just, you see, Tosis says you're not over on chometz that's lost because you don't know clearly where to go for it. But chometz that you put it, you buried, so you know where to go. You made a map after you buried it.
That reason, you're saying that since you don't have it right now, you just took something which you know where it is, right? So then you can't use that reason to inside the house because you know it. So they moved away from everything.
It's not.
You didn't even find it. And I just say that.
But it's not the same as Bal Yachmin where you know specifically where it is. You drew a map when you buried it, where to find it. You know where to go for it. This is just lost. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's not a problem to say.
Okay.
Not a problem to say. I mean, it's not going to be a problem even halacha that if you're going to find chometz after Pesach that you overlook, whether it'll be have the gzeira of chometz over all of Pesach, I don't think so. Well, that's just carrying it to another area of application. So you see that Tosis brings a raya from the normal case of Bedikas Chometz Bebayis to prove that what Achaya is Matzna is called Chometz Sheni Yadua. So this leads the Nesivis and the Pri Chodesh to conclude that according to Tosis, you're not over on Chometz and therefore there's no need for Bedikas Chometz for Chometz that's lost around your house. It's Chometz Sheni Yadua. There's such a principle of Chometz Sheni Yadua. You're not over on Chometz Sheni Yadua. That's Tosfos Shita. And that's what they want to read into the tour and the way the Beis Yosef understood it and all. So therefore, Bedikas Chometz, according to this point of view, is clearly only for the reason Shelo Yovei La'ochloi and not because of Bayeroi Vayimotze. The Nesivis, however, and this I'm going a little bit off the main theme, which is the purpose of Bedikas Chometz, but I'll come right back to it. The Nesivis, he asks the Kasha that it should be quite obvious that the only reason why the Gemara said that Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon is because Bidoi Raisa Bebitl Ba'alma Sagi. It's because you made Bitl. So that's the way Tosfos was operating. They said since Bitl is done and Bitl is Midoi Raisa enough, so therefore Bedikas is only Midrabbonon and it has to do not with Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotzi but with Shelo Yovei La'ochloi. Now, we're coming up with the idea that even without Bittl, so it's also Midrabbonon, it's also Kadesh Shelo Yovei La'ochloi. Without Bittl, it should be an Aveira D'oraisa, the way it seems from the Gemara. So the Kasha is from a Gemara on Daf Dalet, where the Gemara says that Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon. Because Midoi Rice is Bebitl Be'alma Sagi. Alright. But anyway, that's a famous expression. I'm just not finding it right now. But the Gemara says that Midoi Rice is Bebitl Be'alma Sagi, and therefore Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon. Yeah. Okay. Now, that shows you that you must deal with chometz that's lost in the house. According to the way this Tosis in the second Perek is saying, there's no problem with that chometz that's lost in the house, and so far as Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotze is concerned. And the Gemara is saying that it's only because of Midoi Raisa the Bittl Ba'al Masagi, that you've dealt with the problem with through Bedika. And that's why you could rely, that's why Bedika's Chometz is not necessary only with the Rabbonim for whatever the reason. So this Tosfos seems to be contradicted by the Gemara and Daf Dalet, where they do say that you must face up to the problem of chametz that's lost in your house. And there is no such rule that chametz that's in your dua is not an aveira. It is an aveira, but you must deal with it with bitten. So the Nesivus, in a creative way, reads this Gemara and Daf Dalad in a very interesting, creative way. He says, what the Gemara was saying is, in pointing out that Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon, they didn't mean that Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon because you made Bittel. They're saying, look at the general state of things. When you have a problem of Chometz, how do you deal with it? You can deal with it with Bittel. What's the effect of Bittel? The effect of Bittel is that I no longer am responsible for this Chometz because it's out of my resources, like Hefter, or whatever Bittel does, but it means I'm not liable for the Aveira of Balyaroi Balyamotze because of Bittel. But you know that besides the Aveira of Balyaroi Balyamotze, there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. And the Torah says, get rid of that chometz that you have. So what about the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu? If the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, in contrast to the Aveira of Balyaroi Balyamotze, would be saying, kum va'aseh, not just don't have chometz, which is Balyaroi Balyamotze, but the Torah is also saying, get after that chometz and destroy it. So you see the contrast between those two. If that would be the halach of Tashbisu, then it would not be so that would Bittel Ba'al Masadi. Bittel satisfies Balyaroi Balyamotze, the problem of Balyaroi Balyamotze. Because by Bittel, I escape from that problem, because the chometz is no longer mine to be over in Balyaroi Balyamotze. But that shows you that besides the Balyaroi Balyamotze, Tashbisu does not establish a new level of response to chometz. That means that you should go after the chometz to destroy it. That's not what Tashbisu means. Tashbisu instead means that you should, it's just a repetition of Balyaroi Balyamotze. It's just reinforcing the idea of Balyaroi Balyamotze. It's like an Isurasei, where the Torah says, not only Balyaroi Balyamotze, but also Tashbisu Sormi Botechem, which is another way of saying, make sure that you don't have chometz. But it doesn't mean that you have a mitzvah saseh to go after chometz. So the Nesivus wants to read this Gemara as follows. He says, if it would be true that because of the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, that you're mechuyev to go after chometz to be able to destroy it, then it wouldn't be correct to say that bebitl ba'al masagi. Because Bittel Ba'alma only deals with the problem of Balyaroi Balyamotze. Since we see that Bittel Ba'alma Sagi, it shows you that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to go after chometz in order to destroy it. If so, so Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonon. So Bedikas Chometz is Midrabbonon because chometz, Sheini Yodua, there's no Aveira on it. But that wouldn't be true if there would be a mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu that says, get after that chometz and destroy it. Because of the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, if there would be such a mitzvah, you would have to make bedikas chometz in order to be mekayim Tashbisu. For example, when there is a gemara in Chulin that says there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan, so it says you should send away. There's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Now the gemara discusses whether shiluach hakan is like a mitzvah chiyuvis or whether it's only a mitzvah that if it happens, this is how you're supposed to react to it. So the Gemara, in discussing it, they said, well, if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, then you should have to go searching for the opportunity to do shiluach hakan. You should search for a case where there's going to be a nest with birds and the mother hovering, so you should do the mitzvah. So you see, when there is a mitzvah chiyuvis, you can't just be passive and say, if it happens, I'll do it. That's not what the Torah wants from you. The Torah wants from you in an aggressive way, in an active way, go after it, and be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Now the halacha about shiluach hakan is not that way. It's only, only reactive. You don't have to be proactive. If you find the shiluach hakan, you have the opportunity, so you do shiluach hakan. But when it comes to tashbisu, it's a suffix. Does the Torah want, when they say tashbisu, that you should search after the chometz in order to destroy it? Or does the Torah mean simply that don't have any chometz and they're just repeating that same admonition with a new form, in the form of a mitzvah saseh? It's called an isur saseh, again don't have any chametz, just like we said, lo yeroye v'lo yimotzei. Now once again, tashbisu sar mibateichem. It only repeats the same avera. So the Nesivos is reading the Gemara in a very interesting way. He's saying the Gemara is only saying that bedikas chametz is midrabbanon, which means that there's no avera for chametz that's lost in your house because it's chametz sheni yodua. But you know why we're able to say that? It's because you see that midoraisa is bebitul ba'al masagi. Insofar as by yoroi ba'al yamotzei, it's enough bitul. We don't mean that we made bitul over here necessarily. We mean only to show from that statement that bitul ba'al masagi, that you don't need to do more than bitul, even though bitul only addresses the problem of ba'al yoroi ba'al yamotzei and does not address the problem of tashbisu. That shows you that tashbisu is not a new mitzvah chiyuvis, that you should go after the chametz, and that would require a bedikas chametz because of the problem of tashbisu. That's not the case. Tashbisu is only a reinforcement of the averis of Balyaroy Balyamotzei. And therefore, since there's no aver on chometz sheni yodua, there's no Balyaroy Balyamotzei, and tashbisu doesn't add anything to that, so therefore bedikas chometz is only midrabbanon. Yeah. He's saying that tashbisu is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's only like an isur asei.
Right.
It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. I think you're asking a very good question on what I said, and permit me to just bring it out from another starting point, not from the Gemara and Daf Hey, and you'll see that I'm going to be dealing with your question. I just want to bring to your attention that there is a well-known piece in Rav Chaim concerning whether or not the averis of Bal Yoroi Bal Yemotzei are nituk. If Tashbisu is b'chol dovo, the idea of the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu is just as we've been explaining according to the Nesivos. It means that you should just see to it that you have no chametz. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu is b'sreifa, he holds something that goes beyond that. It transcends the idea of Bal Yoroi Bal Yemotzei, and it's saying that chametz on which you are over, take it and burn it, which means do something to it itself. And then, he says, the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu is like a mitzvah chiyuvis, and it's a tikkun on the lavim, and you don't get malchus. Yeah, and you will not get malchus. Thereby, he explains why in the Gemara it says in one place that it's a lav anitik laseh, because that Gemara was following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam who paskins, on the other hand, that you do get malchus, the Rambam paskins, if you make chometz with a maisa, on Pesach you do get Malkus, and he doesn't consider it to be a lav anitik laseh. So Rav Chaim says that's because the Rambam paskins like the Rabbonon that Tashbisu is b'chol dovo, and as such the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu is no more than a repetition of the lavim, and it's not called a tikkun or a nituk laseh. In the same way he explains a teretz on Reb Kivegas kasha, because the Torah says that chometz, after you burn it, what about the ashes? Could you make use of it? Could you make use of the ashes? So he says that according to the Rabbonon, that Tashbisu is b'chol dovo, so you cannot make use of the ashes, because it's only like min ha-nigborim. The reason why you could make use of the ashes by Yisuri Hanoya is because it's nasis mitzvosai. You did what you're supposed to do with it. The Torah says I should do this, I did it, and now the ashes are mutal. But he says, according to the Rabbonon, that it's tashbisu b'chol dovo, so then the ashes don't become mutar because of sreifa. So Rabbi Kivegar asks a very powerful kasha. He says, if the Rabbanon hold Tashbisu b'chol dova, they also agree that Sreifa is included in the chol dova. You could make Tashbisu b'Sreifa as well. So just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you do Sreifa, it's Mekayim the mitzvah, and it's Nasis mitzvah, sorry, and the Yeshes Amutah, so why shouldn't it be the same according to the Rabbanon? This Reb Kivegas Kasha. So Reb Chaim answers in the same way that he explains about the Lava Nitik Liasei Bittis. He says that the Tur paskins that if you burn chametz according to the halacha, which we hold that Tashbisu is b'chol dovo, the ashes are not muta. And it's only according to Rav Yehuda that the ashes will be muta, because it's called Nasis Mitzvosai. So Reb Kivegas Kasha is, the Rabbanon hold Tashbisu is b'chol dovo. And Rabbi Yehuda says b'sreifa, but sreifa is also part of the chol dovo. So if the result of burning the chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda is that the yeshes become mutah, so it should be the same according to the Rabbanon when you burn the chametz that the yeshes should become mutah. To this, Reb Chaim answers that it's a question between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon as to whether there's a mitzvah to do something with the chametz altogether. The Rabbanon who say Tashbisu b'chol dovo hold that there's no mitzvah to deal with the chametz. Just don't have it. It's just another way of saying lo yeroye v'lo yemotze. Don't have it. Just get rid of it and don't have it. But get rid of it is the wrong phrase. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you should do something with the chametz besides. But the Rabbanon hold that there's no additional mitzvah to do anything with the chametz. So by burning the chametz, there's no mitzvah asay that you could say about it that it was nasis mitzvah. You just are ensuring that you're not going to be over about your roi, about your motzei once more by burning the chametz, so you don't have chametz. So, now to get back to your question, you see from this Reb Chaim something that runs parallel to what the Nesivos is saying to explain the Gemara. When the Gemara says bidoy raisa bebitul ba'al masagi, says the Nesivos, that shows you that the idea of Tashbisu is not an additional mitzvah chiyuvis to go do anything with chametz. It's simply just a reinforcement of the averis of bal yeroye bal yemotze. So therefore, he says bedikas chametz is vidrabonim. That's the conclusion that he wants to come to, based on his analysis of the Tosfos and the Gemara, that bedikas chametz is not because of bal yeroye bal yemotze, because you're not over on chametz that's lost in the house. And the way that we're able to assert that is because bebitul ba'al masagi, that there's no other avera, there's no other mitzvah besides, you just have to do bitul, and that's going to take care of the problem of chametz. Now, Reb Chaim is saying the same thing, but he's saying that depends on the machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Nesivos seems to be saying it across the board, but he wasn't into the specific problems which were prompting Reb Chaim to say his piece. Now, according to Reb Chaim, it's consistent with the Nesivos because the halacha is like the Rabbanon, and it's bebitul ba'al masagi. You could interpret it the way the Nesivos wants to interpret it, that there's no additional mitzvah chiyuvis of bitul, and therefore you could say that bedikas chametz is only midin Rabbanon. I think, though, that they are seizing upon a certain phrase in the Beis Yosef when he brought the tour, and it would be a lot more reasonable to understand the tour as following the sheet of Tosfos as we have it in the first perek, that it's because of the bittul that bedikas chametz is considered to be redundant and unnecessary, and that's why they hold that it's mitam shelo yovel lo'ochloi. And as far as the Tosfos later on, we've already begun to try and deal with the fact that Tosfos holds that there's no avera for chametz that the chaya squirrels away, and over there the reason could be, as we said before, because you have no clue as to how to start searching for it. You'd have to be in the mentality of the squirrel himself to be able to figure out where it would squirrel away stuff like that. So therefore, it's not called. That's where Tosfos says you're not over. But on chometz, b'makoymes shemachnisa b'em chometz that is lost in your house, for that chometz you are over and bal yeroye bal yemotze. And as far as what Tosfos brings in this case here, they bring the sugya before, which we were also focusing on when they say that you're not over on chometz l'mafreya. So that could be because of the fact that you made bedika. That was why the Gemara assumed that. That's how you could learn the Tosfos. I just want to also bring to your attention that there is a Rambam in Perek Dalet Mehilchas Chometz U'Matzah in which the same issues are discussed. The word hachok is not precise, but it means it's just a repeat of the isser of having chametz.
Okay.
Hachok sounds like a derabbanan.
Right.
This is just a reinforcement in a new format of the deraisa of lo yeroya. Here is another deraisa of tashbisu. Yes. Yes.
Why is it when you have the essay that now removes the same chametz, as opposed to not,
well, because there's a klal that kol hanischofim, whatever there's a mitzvah of Yisurei Anoyah to burn it, like the Torah says about paying tukdash amleya sazera. That means if you'll have kelayim, it's also b'hanoyah, and it's tukareish, there's a mitzvah of sreifa. So when you'll take kelayim, you'll burn it. So the yesh is amuta because you did everything you're supposed to do. You discharged fully all your obligations towards this thing. It was also, banoya, and then you burned it, and now it's nothing. So now it's no longer kelayim. So there's a cloud. Kol hanisrofim, all things that are supposed to be burnt is afron, muta. Kol hanigborin, when there is no mitzvah of sveita. It's only nigborin, that means get it out of the way. So you shouldn't be nichshel in it. You shouldn't become tripped up by it. Those things don't have any result that the afer becomes mutter just because you burnt it. Because there was no mitzvah to burn it. It was just, you're supposed to get out of the way. If you chose to burn it, that was your choice, but it has nothing to do with fulfillment of the entire range of mitzvahs. No, just a question of the Yisr Hanoya as a residual Yisr Hanoya from the ashes. If you would want to have some use from the ashes, it's not chametz anymore. But there's an Yisr Hanoya that's a stigma on it because it was also about Noya.
It was chametz.
Yeah.
It was chametz. And had the
Yeah, so it has a residual Yisra Noyim. Now the Rambam is in Perik Beis. There are two girsoyas in the Rambam. The girsa that we have before us reads that there's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, and it says umahi hashbosa zu huamura b'toyra. So he says the hashbosa, the mitzvah of tashbisu, is sheyivatel hachometz b'liboy v'yachshoy v'yosoy ka'ofo v'yosem b'liboy shein b'rshusoy chometz klal v'shekol chometz shein b'rshusoy harehu ka'ofo v'kodobo shein b'yitzoyrech klal. So, as far as the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, you're supposed to be mevatlet. We divrei sofrim lachapei shachar achometz b'machbuyes uvachurim v'livdoik v'lohoitzioi mikol gevuloi. And he says, v'chein mi divrei sofrim sheboitkin u'mashbisin achometz b'laylo metchilas leil arbaos ol'ur haner. So the Rambam brings that Bedikas Chometz is midrabbanon, and the way he structures it, it's clear that the bittul is going to satisfy the main problem of Bal Yeroya, Bal Yemotzei. So therefore, the Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbonim. So the way this Rambam reads, then the Rambam would hold just about the same as the Tosfos. If we'll find differences, they are internal differences, but the basic shita that he would be adopting would be the shita of the Tosfos, that on Chometz, because of Balyaroi Balyamotzi, you deal with it with Bittul. And as far as the Bedikas Chometz, that's a Midrabbonim. And whether the Rabbonim is because of Shalo Yovel Ochloy or because of whatever, or Shalo, some sort of a Chumrah, that's not clear. But he doesn't hold like Rashi, the way it reads here, that there is a parallel track to deal with Balyaroi Balyamotzi of Bedika together with Bittul. But there is a girsa which the Kesef Mishnah has in the Rambam, and then it reads like this: Umahi Ashbos Zuhu Amura Betoira, who she Yosir Hachometz Hayoduloi Melshusot. Chometz that he knows about, he should remove it from his rishus. V'she Eini Yoduloi Yevatloi Beliboi Yosemoi Seika Ofal. The way this girsa in the Rambam reads, the Rambam holds that Bittul is only acceptable as a way of dealing with chometz if it's chometz she'eini yadua. With all chometz she'yadua, you can't rely on bittul to deal with it. You can't just look at chometz before you and just hex it with a bittul and say that's nothing. Chometz that you see before your eyes, you're supposed to destroy it or take it out of the reshus according to the ge'odim. They're different. Whatever you do with balyaroi balyamotzei on a physical level. But chometz she'ein yodua, chometz that's, you know, whatever, for that you could use the method of bittul. So this is a new notion, and the Kesef Mishnah struggles with this here, Rambam, because it's so new, and he finds some difficulties with it, but they could be resolved. And according to this way of learning the Rambam, we have a new way to appreciate Rashi Shita, that Bedikas Chometz is also for the sake of Balyaroi Balyamotzei. Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, there is a problem on two levels of having chometz, and there's really a third level that's in between. There is chometz hayodua, and that's the most serious problem of chometz. And then there's chometz sheni yodua, that it's lost around the house, and that's less of a problem. And then you have chometz where there is a problem that you have to search after it to find out that maybe you left chometz there sometime in the past. That's the in-between case. Now, the way the Rambam writes, that there is a two ways to deal with chometz. You deal with one when it's the lower level of the problem of balyaroi balyamotzei. You could deal with it with bittul, and then the more serious problem has to be dealt with Biur, destroy it, or Yosirim Rishusai. Now on the in-between level, the level for which we do Bedikas Chometz, B'mekoyim Shemachnisim B'em Chometz, the Kesef Mishnah himself speculates that perhaps that Chometz where you lost around the house, but B'mekoyim Shemachnisim B'em Chometz, maybe that has the same din as Chometz HaYodua. That's Chometz HaYodua, because you expect, you anticipate correctly that you'll find chometz in those areas because you were using all those areas for chometz throughout the year. If it's like chometz hayadua, so then what does it mean over here? So you need beer. That's why you do bedikas chometz, for the sake of beer. But on chometz sheini yadua, you do bittul. So according to this, you see, things fall into a certain place where everything has its role. Bittul helps for chometz sheini yadua, and it doesn't really cause the problem which Tosfos raises, that if you made already bittul, so then you don't need any bedika. You do need bedika, because even after you made bittul for chometz sheini yodua, when you're talking about chometz that's lost in the house, b'mekoyim shemachnisim b'em chometz, bittul will not suffice for that, because that's called chometz hayodua. And for chometz hayodua, you have to destroy it, and in order to get after it, you have to be boidig after it. So this would mean that the Rambam would hold a similar shita to Rashi, that early Yudalot Boitkin as a chometz has to do with Balyaroi and Balyamotzei, and it's a way of dealing with the problem, because there are three levels to deal with the problem, and one of them is Bedika, and there is the whole idea of Bittul is only for chometz Shein Yadua. Now there are problems with this Shita, which the Kesef Mishnah himself struggles with, but they can be answered. But this would afford us a new way to appreciate the Mishnah, similar to the way that the Ran learns Rashi, that there are parallel systems for dealing with chametz, and Bittel does not render Bedikas chametz to be redundant or irrelevant. It still is necessary, because the Mekoymish Machnis Bem chametz makes that chametz be like chametz hayodua, for which Bittel is not sufficient. You have to get at it. And that would be another way to learn this. And then the only question remaining is whether we could now relearn the Rashi and see whether or not that perhaps the entire sheet of Rashi could be identical with the sheetas of the Rambam according to the Gersa of the Keser Mishnah, but that's a separate discussion.